Hi, welcome back to our Snack Travelers podcast. I'm your host, Ben Graham, and I'm here with a special guest today, Brian Bailey.
Hey, Ben, thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so we are going to talk about a little experience that you had off in a vacation in Spain, correct?
Yeah, it was actually Barcelona, Spain.
Wow. Well, can we ask you some questions about your experience?
Sure, that'd be great.
So what was your favorite part that you did? What was your favorite thing that you did down in Spain?
You know, Barcelona is a pretty amazing city. And I think a highlight to the trip was the boardwalk along a beachfront that butted up against the Mediterranean Sea. It was really a cool place to hang out. A lot of people, a lot of really cool little shops to experience and just get a firsthand interaction with the people and the culture of Barcelona, Spain.
Mm. So is like Spain kind of more, does it seem like more of like an older town fashion?
Yeah, that's a great question. So Barcelona is a real amazing blend of traditional culture, but then modern culture. Well, the history there, the buildings, the architecture, the artwork, but then you've got the contemporary vibe of like the new younger generation.
Wow. So that must have been really fun to just see both sides of the aspects in their older history and their newer history.
Yeah, it was a great experience.
So what were like some of the things that you did in Barcelona that if you were to ever go back, you would want to do again?
Yeah, I wouldn't really consider myself an art buff or somebody who seeks out museums on a holiday, but I was able to visit the Picasso Museum. And that was a real amazing experience to just see some original artwork. The guy is an amazing artist. And so that was a highlight for sure.
What do you think your favorite like art piece was that you saw at that museum?
You know, one particular piece of art didn't really stand out over the others. But if I had to choose one, Picasso did a charcoal sketch of a self-portrait. Wow. And it was right to the front of the museum, and they rotate the art inside the museum to keep it fresh, but that self-portrait was pretty amazing.
Wow. Well, so what did you like get a lot of food experience down in Barcelona?
Yeah, that was probably, you know, a real highlight of the trip was just the amazing opportunities to experience the different foods. Probably a highlight. Sounds kind of funny. You know, you travel to Spain, Barcelona, Spain, to enjoy a grilled ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
But they call that sandwich a bikini in Barcelona, in Spain. And it, I would say, you know, a real standout is just in general, there's a heavy emphasis on quality over quantity. Like in America, it seems like, you know, people want a full plate. Well,
yeah.
Over there, it was more like fresh ingredients. So that bikini sandwich, fresh baked bread, fresh ham, cheese, grilled, knockout. I think I had one every day for lunch, like 3 or 4 days in a row.
Might have to go to Spain just to get a grilled bikini. Is it a bikini?
a bikini sandwich.
That sounds fun. Did you have like a favorite restaurant from?
You know, we experienced some really nice restaurants, but I think the small little cafes, little boutique cafes just along that boardwalk, that's where I found my favorite bikini sandwich while I was there. But I did, you know, we were able to dine in some restaurants, and the culture is different over there. Like in America, you go to a restaurant, you know, sometimes it's hard to hear. People talk loud. I just noticed in general, like people experience, you know, there's more emphasis on the dining experience. It's quiet, more settling. Mm-hmm. It was a great experience.
Was it like really hard going into this like country without like, no, did you like do any studying of the language beforehand or did you just have no clue?
No clue.
No clue.
very little. And, you know, there a lot of folks speak English, and Spanish, but it was pretty easy to navigate the city just without being fluent in their language.
Mm-hmm. So, like, where did you like stay at? And like, did you stay in a certain little area of Barcelona?
Stayed in a hotel that was kind of centrally located in the city. It was a couple block walk down to the boardwalk, about 5 blocks to the museum. So just a hotel right in the heart of Barcelona.
So was these like hotels, are they kind of like American hotels where they're like all a little fancy, or is it just like an old fashioned type hotel?
That hotel was real similar to what you'd expect. Yeah, it was very similar.
So what would be one thing that you loved about any, like one thing you could always remember about that trip?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ben. When I think back to the week I spent in Barcelona, sitting on the bank of the Mediterranean, just enjoying the view. There was a marina where, nearby, and the boats were sailing in and out, interacting with the people. It was just really relaxing and a great experience.
I've heard that like they've had some like really nice looking waters, like really clear, maybe even green, I've heard.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was really interesting. One day we woke up and looked out the window of the hotel, and it looked like there were a lot of fish. We were far enough away, you couldn't tell what it was, but there was all this splashing out in the Mediterranean coming into that marina. So I got up, went down to check it out, and there was actually a Ironman triathlon going on
Wow.
at the same time we were in Barcelona. And so all the swimmers were they were swimmers coming out of the Mediterranean and jumping on their bikes and taking off on the bike leg of the race. So that was
Dang.
kind of interesting, just a random experience that we didn't plan for.
Did you get to go like out and scuba dive or something?
We didn't do any water activities while we were there. It was pretty much
Oh.
just hanging out, walking around, enjoying the art. Architecture is a really big thing in Barcelona. So, getting to experience some of those very historical buildings that were built, it's thousands of years ago, not hundreds of years ago, like in America.
Yeah. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our interview here with Brian. Thank you very much for coming into this interview. Do you have any last thoughts that you would?
Ben, thanks for the invitation and appreciate the friendship and look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Caitlin and Katie, and today we're going to be going over Ben's interview that he did with Brian. So let's jump into it. So I thought his interview was pretty good. It was pretty interesting, especially to hear about, what was it, Barcelona, Spain?
Yeah.
And Brian's time that he spent there. There was a few things. So what I first noticed, which I mean, it's not really Ben's fault, but the microphone was having like some issues. And I get that because it happened with my last podcast and it can be pretty frustrating. And sometimes you can't really fix it because it's like a malfunction with the microphone. But there was some wonky parts with that you couldn't like fully understand what he was saying. What about you?
That part wasn't his fault. I agree with that. But after reviewing that whole interview, I would say that it's not really what we were looking for. There wasn't any like information about like saying, hey, what did you notice when you were there? Any major issues that you noticed? There was nothing like that. There was no talking about all the issues or anything, just talking about his time.
I feel like basically what he could have done to make that podcast or like the episode more like what the teacher is looking for. I feel like he could have asked more questions about him personally instead of like about where he lived. Because I feel like that's mainly like what was being talked about in the whole episode, kind of just like Barcelona, Spain.
Yeah, about his time there. There was just no information about Who's or the history of that place. Like, yeah, there was like a little bit of history, but other than that, there wasn't that much to go off of.
Yeah, that's true. So we're going to be ending it off on that note. It was pretty good, but it could have been a little bit better and a little more descriptive and a little more personal, I'd say.
Honestly, I feel like a little more personal than informational. A little more informational than anything. But I feel like that'll conclude our episode.
Stay tuned for the next one.
Yeah, see ya.